A native Benton County man has quietly been devoting years to restoring Ozark native prairies. Ozark's at-large Jacqueline Froelich files this audio postcard of the land steward, Joe Woolbright.
The sound of an ancient prairie alive with dick thistles and goldfinches feasting upon ripening seeds. Chesney Prairie Preserve is an 82-acre parcel wedged between a contract poultry farm, a busy highway, and a cattle field. A herd of cattle quietly chew on fescue along a shady fence for a watching. Chesney's a tiny remnant of a much larger, now disappeared prairie ecosystem, says Joe Woolbright, steward of this parcel.
And Northwest Arkansas was a mosaic of prairie, savanna, woodland, and forest. And so over the years, man introduced various crops and the native plants were plowed under, and it was replaced by a handful of species like fescue and Bermuda grass and Johnson grass.
Only 600 acres of tall grass prairie remain in Arkansas, so this is a really special place. And Joe Woolbright knows this landscape well, being sixth generation Ozarkian, born and raised 3 miles southeast of here.
My great-grandfather came down here from Barton County, Missouri, and you can see there his old home place from where we're standing. The old house is still there that he built in the late 1800s. And both of my great-grandparents lived next door to each other. It's how my grandparents met. And when my mother was 80 years old, she's now 101, she was 80, she wrote her memoirs about growing up, and it read just like Little House on the Prairie. So after reading that, I set out on a mission to find all these tall grass prairie remnants left in Northwest Arkansas. And we've had some success in working with folks to save them. As far as I know, we've located most of all of those remnants that are left, and they are now under the stewardship of Ozark Ecological Restoration.
That's his nonprofit, established in 2008.
And our mission statement is restoring unique Ozark natural communities to pre-settlement conditions.
Woolbright is a retired electrical contractor. Two of his sons now work with him. They work with private landholders, other nonprofits, as well as do pro bono work. His main client, however, is the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, owner of Chesney Prairie, an agency of the Arkansas Department of Heritage. The commission was established in 1973 to identify and protect the state's natural landscape, protecting rare, threatened, or endangered plant, insect, and animal species. Woolbright operates according to Heritage Commission best management practices, and his primary tools, fire and herbicides.
We have a specific herbicide that we use on really high quality prairies called Plateau, and this herbicide can impact and either eliminate or suppress non-native species, but not hurt a lot of the native species. On prairies, historically, we know from research that prairie fires historically, normally, or generally happen between July and October. And when you do fall burns, it enhances the forbs or the flowering plants the following year.
An ocean of native tall grass prairie once rippled across the middle U.S. from Canada down to Oklahoma, more than 900 million acres. Of that, less than 1% remain. After weeks of heat and sun, Chesney had wilted to brown, but recent rains have coaxed the ecosystem back to life. We walk along mowed hiking paths, which loop through Chesney. Patches of big blue stem, little blue stem, Indian grass, and switchgrass are everywhere. Our herd of cattle are likely longing to get into this field because if they could, they would enjoy a highly nutritious breakfast of forbs, some of which have not sprouted on the Ozarks in over a century. Old-timers refer to it as ice cream grass, says Woolbright, because native fields contain 4 times the nutrients of modern pastures. Stands of black-eyed Susans and ashy sunflowers face due east towards the morning sun. Beneath spread wild purple petunias. On the path sprout tiny clusters of silver leaves, which Joe Woolbright bends down to show us.
This is Antenaria neglecta, which is
on the path.
Prairie pussy's toes, and it's
real soft.
It's one of those tracking species.
Uh-huh.
And they're only found on high quality virgin tallgrass prairie sites.
Butterflies and bees are everywhere. To restore an old Bermuda field back to prairie, the ground is tilled, soaked with pre-emergent herbicide and native seed broadcast. But here on Chesney, Joe Woolbright is engaged in a grand experiment. 6 years ago, he dug up a giant piece of native prairie sod scheduled for destruction and transplanted it here on a bit of tilled Chesney ground, a project we first chronicled in 2007 as among the first of its kind in the nation.
Weather cooperated very much with it. We had an inch of rain every week all the way through the summer, and it proliferated beyond our wildest dreams. We had, and we're not sure why, but the big blue stem actually got to 10 feet, and normally it gets to 6 to 7, 8 feet out here, but everything was larger than normal. And we weren't sure why that happened.
Unlike commercial grass sod with shallow root systems, native grass roots extend several feet deep into the ground. But Woolbright could not cut the sod to such depths. As a consequence, he was skeptical that the venture would even work, but it did. The sod experiment was initiated by the Heritage Commission. Two more strips and transplants have been done since. But Woolbright says all three have inexplicably diminished in height and diversity, but not in width.
And you can see out in along the edges that it on either side, it's growing at a rate of about 2 or 3 feet a year. And a few seeds get blown out. So I'm seeing species that what we call natural regeneration happening here. And that's what we had hoped to happen. If this worked, we could actually do just like you do with Bermuda grass sod. We could go into an old site and just put 5 foot wide strips, maybe 50 foot on center, and hopefully they would fill in. But that's another project we'd like to do, but there again, it's going to be a function of funding.
Tallgrass prairies are extremely drought tolerant because of those really deep roots and amazingly free of noxious insects like ticks and chiggers. Sager Creek, an ephemeral stream, flows nearby, dividing the prairie, and because the riparian way was not aggressively cultivated, mound builders abound. Pocket gophers, prairie mole crickets, a harbinger of spring, and burrowing crayfish all tend to business. Joe Woolbright describes Chesney as extraordinarily diverse.
Up here it's dry, and as you go down, it becomes damp or messic or mesic, and you will see the plant community change. And then as we get into this one corner, there's a swamp over here that's we refer to as hydric. And it has a lot of sedges and wetland plants. And then you drop off into the little creek, you're in a riparian zone. And there's a definite line where the prairie grasses like blue stem and Indian grass just stop in almost a straight line. And then prairie cordgrass, or slough grass as it's called, takes over. Because that line where it drops off dramatically 3 or 4 feet in elevation, there's a whole different plant community. And then you have the woodland along the creek. So there's five, you know, there's dry, mesic, hydric, riparian, and woodland.
Sparrows and shrikes, blackbirds and grackles work this prairie through the seasons. Eagles hang out, as do hawks. Coyotes den here, foxes trot through, and bobcats slink on by. And Joe Woolbright can often be spotted here as well.
It's almost therapeutic to come out here early in the morning or late in the evening.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find the fruits of Joe Woolbright's labor posted on Northwest Arkansas's Audubon Society Places to Bird section at nwaarkaudubon.org.